Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be a mixture of clouds and sun once again. We'll have a high of about 83 degrees. Kenosha at this hour, 72. It's 68 in Burlington, 74 Milwaukee, 73 degrees in Racine. The Racine Police Department's highly successful, often talked about community-oriented policing model has the green light for adjusted implementation within the Unified School District and the 40 existing officers reporting to a PD supervisor. Chief Art Howell said none of it works without partnerships, relationships, and trust, something the department has been at since the 90s when Chief Dick Paulzine started COP and which continues to this day.
I understand what the national narrative looks like. I understand what Ferguson looks like. I understand what Baltimore looks like. And now I understand what Milwaukee looks like. But that's not what Racine looks like. And so that's not to say that we don't have a measure of work that can be yet done. But what it says is because of the groundwork that has been already laid at the neighborhood level, we walk in the door with a measure of credibility and a measure of trust. I just want the trust bank account to be larger.
He said this model for the schools includes many components of what is in place in the COP houses in the city, rather than Unified having to go the route of the districts like Milwaukee and others. Teacher Melissa Zian cautioned the board there is no way around the fear that is going to be persistent in these schools when you drop more police officers in there at the beginning of the year.
I'm uncomfortable with the idea of data being collected or students being spoken to by police officers in an effort to feel them out or poll them, without parents having any knowledge that their students are being spoken to by police on a daily basis.
The COP model for the schools, which does not commit any additional officers, was supported unanimously by the 7 school board members in attendance. A Racine man who pleaded guilty back in December to charges of hit-and-run causing death and homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle gets 13 years in prison. Also, 35-year-old Terrence Bryant ordered to serve 9 years of extended supervision once he's out by Racine Circuit Court Judge Faye Flancher. Bryant, the driver of a car that struck another vehicle on Memorial Drive in December of 2014, Lathia Richardson, died as a result of the injury suffered in that crash. Bryant accused of having several drinks and smoking marijuana prior to the crash. In Kenosha last night, the City Council approving a resolution that urges the school board to name the new stadium for Bradford High School for Mary D. Bradford. School board's decision to reject the recommendation of a naming committee and go with the late Olin Arrington Jr. as the name, resulting in a firestorm of controversy. Word had it that one board member was going to ask for reconsideration at the next meeting. Alderman Jan Mikowski urged his council colleagues to refer action on the resolution until the school board has a chance to change the outcome of their vote.
And I understand the reason why everybody is upset about the process. But I would make a motion to defer this for 2 weeks and let the school board make their decision, and then we can revisit it if they do not do it to the sponsors of this resolution's satisfaction.
The resolution was approved at a 14-1 vote, the only negative vote cast by Alderman Anthony Kennedy. There was little comment as the Kenosha Council last night unanimously approved that settlement agreement with McGill, the company that put in the flawed rubberized surface at the Dream Playground site. Under this deal, McGill will pay the city $160,700 in 2 payments, the first within 60 days of approval by the council, which again was last night. The total includes the original installation cost, plus some of the city's expenses for litigation and research. Deputy City Attorney Matt Knight telling the alderman McGill has also approved the agreement. Work to repair the playground surface began last week, and it could be done by next month. In Kenosha County, a man is hospitalized with severe injuries caused by an exploding personal watercraft. But it didn't happen on the water. The 52-year-old started it up in his town of Salem driveway, and it blew up. Sheriff David Beth says it could have been the result of the engine compartment not being vented properly. It caused the buildup of fumes. State Department of Transportation's Northeast Region recommending anybody heading up to Lambeau Field for Thursday night's Packers-Raiders preseason game be aware that I-41 and adjacent roads from Oneida Street North to Linville Road in Brown County are under construction, which means a significant impact on traffic, and that means delays. WISDOT urging alternate routes, extra travel time, and follow the travel information message boards. And Democratic Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's going to be getting a firsthand look at the Lake Bluff erosion in Mount Pleasant this morning, and she's bringing along some members of the Army Corps of Engineers. Senator Baldwin hearing from village leaders and asking the Corps to see what could be done to maybe help prevent further erosion. Mount Pleasant coordinated, of course, with Racine County to bring in a large pile of used concrete from the Waukegan Airport reconstruction project. The homeowners have to move it to the bluffs themselves behind their homes from a fenced-in area nearby. Racine Unified School District taxpayers have been able to see some of the physical improvements being made to existing facilities by their support of the referendum, but also constructing three new schools within 18 months. In reviewing the latest numbers for referendum spending, Chief Operations Officer David Hazen noted a lot of work, including the Case Fieldhouse, actually the end of last year, but it was part of the last fiscal reporting period.
$5.3 million on major maintenance projects. The biggest one was the Case Fieldhouse, over $3 million. Case roof, Dr. Jones roof, Geezy, Waterwitz, Hartscape, Gifford Elementary roof, those are the big items in the major maintenance. In addition, we put $2.7 million again towards the new schools, and $200,000 was for technology, and then we also had our first interest payment on the loan that we took out for building the three new schools.
All total, it's about $10 million so far toward the new schools, while also noting referendum money went to school security and more technology. With just a few weeks until the school season starts, the district has occupancy approval for the new Knapp and Olympia Brown buildings, as well as the Gifford addition, the Knapp dedication, by the way, 4:30 this Thursday afternoon. Budget process for Racine Unified can be mind-boggling if you stare at it long enough. Requiring an interim spending plan by July 1st, a public hearing weeks later. Nobody, by the way, offered comment last night. The state then providing actual numbers months later, and after all that, the school board can finally give its approval. Until then, it's best guesses and calculations, according to Budget Director Mark Duff, noting that along the way, more ways of providing revenue can be found to go with more state aid that comes in.
Our general school aid increased about $7.3 million. It should be noted this will lower property taxes. It does not allow us additional funding for the district to spend. Our tax levy for the private school voucher program will be increasing about $2.75 million. This is a special tax levy that covers private school voucher expenses in the Racine Unified School District area.
Last year's budget was about $334 million all total versus the almost $300 million this year, 51% geared at classrooms, Duff saying it's lower because of school construction ending. Not included with the budget, substitute teacher pay increases and more guidance counselors. The tax rate projected lower by 60 to 80 cents, though a bit less if the board later approves continued energy efficiency projects. Some of what Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian is proposing for the city's new five-year capital improvement program will be going to the Plan Commission for initial review this week. Those projects include an $8 million downtown parking ramp to be located just east of the post office.
That is something for the future. It's not something that's going to happen tomorrow, but we need to start getting ready for, I think, a lot of exciting opportunities that may occur in the future.
Antaramian also proposing that $500,000 be set aside for a manufacturer that's expected to move into an existing building in the business park of Kenosha. That company expected to employ at least 100 workers, the average annual salary about $42,000. And Alliant Energy's new sustainability report is showing the utility on its way to eliminating coal-fired power plants, but will not be replacing the old facilities with 100% green energy. Alliance report says it is turning to natural gas-powered plants for more than 1,300 megawatts. That's more energy than the nearly 1,000 megawatts of power that Alliant plans to add from wind and 8 megawatts from solar combined, though some of the solar power will be coming from a new project in Eau Claire. WRJN.com, that is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.